The Nuggets come back. Everybody anticipates that the Nuggets will be a much better team. But Philadelphia itself feels as if, as Rick Bucher said, the shackles are off. They can play more naturally their roles. They can depend on getting the ball. They understand they have expectations that can be met. So they're playing better as a team. How does that ring true for you as you look at your role as a general manager in baseball?
Well, you know, Nick, I think basketball really is the one that has the most emphasis on team play. You've only got five guys out there, and they all depend upon the other guys doing their job. Now, baseball, I think, of the team sports, is the one it may depend least upon, because by and large, it's a one-on-one competition between the pitcher and the hitter. The pitcher needs to depend upon the guy making the play behind him, no doubt about it, defensively. But that player can't do anything less than his best and have it reflect upon the pitcher or anybody else. It will reflect directly upon him in another one-on-one contest between the ball and him defensively. And so it really gets down to, I think, I remember some of the great teams that I played in with the Yankees. There were a lot of different personalities. A lot of them didn't get along, but when they got out on that field, they were great competitors.
What would you do to integrate a player that's had a reputation for having to carry the load? How do you make him understand, working with the manager, that he just has to do certain basic things? He has to set up and enable the other players just as much as himself.
Well, you know, it's an interesting thing when you trade a superstar and he comes over to your team. How do you make him feel comfortable? How do you make him feel relaxed in your environment so he can go out and perform his best? That, I think, is the challenge more necessarily than anything of trying to integrate him into the team. It helps if he comes over, certainly as a veteran, you'd think, with a baseball team and the number of guys nowadays, especially that get traded around, signed free agency, there are going to be players on your team that he's played with before. So that would help. And if I was a general manager doing my homework, I would have talked to those players before I made the trade or signed him as a free agent. Let me enlist your help and see what we can do to make this player a better player on our team. So that before the player even came over, the great player came over, those young players, those other players on your team that he's played with before would already have it on their back to say, hey, we're going to open up the doors and make this guy part of our team.